All right, welcome to the second episode of the third season of Charlie and Me. We got a fun one lined up. We
got news.
Got news. I mean, everyone's kind of gotten news recently, I guess. It's all over.
Hit him with the intro, Grant.
It's gone. If you're not our friends and family, thanks for listening to us for at least a couple more times. If you are our friends and family, you'll be having a lot of fun in this one. Good friend on, and we enjoy ourselves. So, Charlie.
Grant.
Dude, are we gonna make it?
I'm feeling good.
Vibes are good. Second day, well, I guess third day, technically.
It's like work day.
Self-distancing. And,
I will say, today went a lot better than yesterday.
Same, actually. I got a lot more done today. But it could still be exponential growth. And the growth off of one is, like, you know, if productivity was one and today I was five.
Still not great.
Not good. Not good. Like, 100 is the level we're trying to get at.
I also had the thought, okay, like, at least during the week, usually I look forward to the weekends not having to work. Now I'm kind of like, I kind of need something to take up my time during the middle of the day.
Yeah.
So I don't really want it to be the weekend.
Like, yeah, what am I going to do on the weekend when I don't have work anymore?
I have 48 straight hours, or even more than that, like 55 straight hours of just nothing to do.
Why'd you have to bring that up? I wasn't thinking about that until right now.
It's like, this was the worst part of my day, so now I'm sharing it with you.
Oh my God. What am I going to do? So, for those of you who have live in a hole or in a rock or something, we are self-distancing.
Or in West Virginia.
Touche.
What the hell?
Touche. There's no... If they're all too drunk in West Virginia to contract the coronavirus. That is my theory.
Take me home.
So, coronavirus is taking over. Everyone's working from home. Chicago's a ghost town. So we're following suit and being good people, trying to flatten the curve, quote unquote, as they're saying.
Such an influencer.
Thanks. But yeah, dude, I'm fucking lost. I'm lost. Now I'm thinking about what I'm gonna do this weekend, and it's gonna be so flipping boring.
I just started a puzzle, a 1,000-piece puzzle. Seriously underestimated the size of this thing. It's taking up my whole table that I'm supposed to be using for work as like my work setup. I had to move everything off it. I was like, oh, it'd be perfect. I can use half this for work, half this for the puzzle.
Yeah, then you wouldn't get any work done. Imagine one half, you're literally putting a puzzle together.
And now I'm just like, okay, the whole thing will be the puzzle, I guess. I'll work on the work setup tomorrow.
I'm not worried about work.
I was thinking, I might have to like move my like coffee table chair and table in front of my couch because it's a little taller than my coffee table, but then I only got like a 2 foot by 2 foot, not even 2 foot by 2 foot, like 1.5 by 1.5. We'll work it out.
That was a lot of math in my head. Wasn't going.
We always go to the office. We're allowed to go to the office periodically. We just have to sign in, like do a sign up sheet. Like only a certain amount of people can go each day.
Yeah, because you're distancing yourself. I could technically go in the office, but I'd be the only one there. So it's basically, it'd be,
the,
but if you, it'd be, it'd be the exact same thing as being here. Like no one's here, so,
yeah.
And half the time I only go to work so I can just get lunch, or like go out to lunch, and all the restaurants are closed. So
I will say there's a decent chance I'll lose some good weight during this.
Yeah.
Social distancing / quarantine.
Everyone's talking about gaining weight, and I think they don't understand how I live.
I have this weird, like, in the back of my head, it's like, I don't want to break into any of my rations, so I'm, like, just eating very sparingly.
Yeah, Sam.
Even though I know I can get food, like, I have a lot of food, but I'm like, I can't eat my food.
There's still access to food, too. It's not like there's, like, no such thing, but...
I mean, most of the restaurants I go to are still open for delivery or takeout, so that's like...
Exactly. I get breakfast. I eat breakfast, but now I'm out of yogurt, so I'm not sure what I'm going to eat in the morning. At Cliff Bar, I got some Irish soda bread my mom gave me, so that'll be good.
Your eyes on the... Like, oh, I'm out of yogurt. We're just like, oh, shit.
Just remembered that, so got that going for me. Yeah, it's gonna be weird. It's gonna be an interesting day tomorrow.
I did count that I have like 18 big meals of food, so like that's 20 days worth.
Wow, that's I have like two. I made myself some rice though today, and I had yogurt and a Cliff Bar. But I'm gonna make some pasta for dinner, so. Don't worry. A full pound of pasta going in this belly, I'll be good for like 3 days.
It's like a mini hibernation.
Yeah. No one will be able to contact me for work. They'll be like, is Grant okay? Oh, yeah, sorry. I just passed out for 3 days.
I was banking on my pounds of pasta each lasting me 2 days. I feel like that's more of a normal rate of consumption for a pound of pasta.
That's fair. Yeah, so it's been weird. I think the strangest thing is just like how dead it is when you go outside in the middle of the day. But see, then I went outside today and it's a nice day and there was many people out walking, getting exercise, which is probably a good thing. So like people just don't go on rampages.
Walking is social distancing.
Is it?
Yeah. I put it on the green side of this red, yellow, green sign I read.
Oh, cool.
Saying, and doing social distancing is go for a walk, go for a run, go to the park.
Okay, cool. So running's cool.
Going to the grocery store, still good.
See, that's where the grocery store for me, it's like, how is that? Like, you touch things in the grocery store.
I found it funny because going to the grocery store was green, but going to like department stores was yellow. Like, there's no difference. One's just food, one's just clothes.
Yeah, I don't know, man, but whatever. Maybe you do more social. I guess not everyone shops when they go shopping.
Not everyone shops like I do.
Everyone just goes in there like, oh, I need this pair of pants. Thanks, bye. You know?
Yeah.
Forgets to pay almost.
I do want to before I go shopping usually.
Right.
Know what I'm getting.
Yeah, so it's going to be weird. Any good Netflix recommendations while I'm stuck inside for a while?
I'm rewatching West Wing right now, so.
I'm watching Designated Survivor. Would recommend.
I have to jump into that one. It's devastating news. I went to go watch HBO yesterday. Uh-oh. Don't have it anymore.
Dude, rest in peace.
So I might be forking up that $5 a month.
Yeah, dude. Let me
worth
know.
It. Hashtag worth it.
Yeah. And your password is beep.
Also debating on getting a Peloton just to.
Dude, why not? Yeah.
But then I found out it was like $2,500. So I'm probably not getting a Peloton.
If you get that extra $1,000 from the government.
I did see that today. That would be something.
It's half a Peloton.
It's almost half.
That's what they want you to do with it. They want you to spend it or use it on like things you need, like your rent and food and stuff. But
yeah,
just saying. It's too bad there's no sport. Too bad there's no sports to bet on.
Right to the sports book.
Sorry, that's really bad. I know there are people that actually need that $1,000. So.
I don't know. It's going to be real interesting to see what happens in like a week when I'm totally brain dead because I can't function because I can't leave my place.
Yeah. Well, it already sounds like you're kind of brain dead.
You know, I had a good day. I had a good day.
All right.
We went to Iowa before all this hysteria happened.
We did, and it was normal. We flew, although people did kind of like, there was a couple people wearing masks and stuff. Some people were kind of uncomfortable. I was like, I think we're fine.
That was back when there's what, 2 cases in Illinois or something like that?
I think there was 6, but.
No, yeah, probably right.
That's okay. I haven't followed.
We went to a place that didn't have any cases, so now they
true.
Have.
True.
But
up until like last week, Polk County didn't have any, so like the Des Moines area had none.
Exactly. That's where we were. So we're good. It was fun. Went back, saw the family.
My dad had a birthday.
Actually, I stayed in my own room for the first time in forever going home. Sorry, I didn't mean to brag.
Yeah, dude. Sick brag.
Couch boy.
Yeah, so good times. Good times back in Des Moines.
Yeah.
Gotta love it. So, break into the podium. We're not going to break into the podium quite yet, Charlie. That's something to say.
Oh, no. I was giving the timeout signal because I didn't think they'd come up with a podium. But then I was like, oh, wait, never mind. We did come up with a podium. So I was like, keep going.
All right. Well, Charlie doesn't realize that I have half of his – I only have his face not blocked off right now. So I can see his face and not his hand motions.
Oh.
So this is great radio.
Maybe I am going brain dead.
Anyway, we're going to break in the podium. Our podium is the podium. We've done the podium of things you do to waste time when you're at work, but now we're going to do the podium of things you do to waste time when you're working from home.
So you guys can try it out over the next couple weeks.
Try them out. We'll have at least 6 ideas for you, I hope.
Yeah, who knows what's going to call out?
Not me.
Grant.
My first one, literally, and I do this a lot, is I'll just say, like, I won't do my dishes tonight, and then tomorrow, in, like, the middle of the day, I'll be like, oh, I'm going to do my dishes. Waste a good, like, 20, 15 minutes. You do the dishes. It's productive, but probably
should have done it sometime.
Yeah, I mean, I either do them on my time or their time, so I'm picking theirs.
That's a good one. My first one's going to go similarly. It's gonna be I do laundry a lot.
Nice.
Part of that is usually I work from home on days where I'm going like flying in the early evening or late afternoon,
mm-hmm.
and so I'll just be doing the laundry and have to do pack. So
it's fair. Every now and then I'll get really bored and I'll go over to my pull up bar and I'll do like 5 pull ups.
So you say one spontaneous exercises. That's a good one.
Dead serious. Yeah, I just do spontaneous exercises. Like, because it's not like I go for walks when I work from home, but I'll go for walks at work sometimes. Maybe I should just go for walks at home. Idea.
Yeah.
Spontaneous exercises. Yeah.
Put that in the memory box.
Boop.
My number two is going to be, I usually don't shower when I first start working, so I'll do it during the day.
Ooh, that's not a bad one either. I just wake up like normal time every day, so then I just keep on the same
schedule. I usually end up waking a little earlier when I have to work from home, and I log on right away and just get my day started. Boom.
Yeah, I just wake up regular time, and then I like sit there, and then when it's time to log on, I'll log on. Or I'll log on and just let it sit there, but I won't do anything.
It is nice having to like worry about the commute time.
Yeah, that's an extra like 40 minutes you get to yourself in the morning.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Or work time for me, because I don't... Yeah. But you get it. They get it.
Either way, they get it. My last one... Ooh, this is tough.
If you want more time, I can go.
Yeah.
My third one is I just call my work people.
Yeah. That's a good one.
It's like, usually I'd go sit at their desk for like 5 minutes and talk.
It's true. I haven't called anyone...
Might as well give them a ring.
That's a good one. I'm going to start doing that. I'm just going to start calling people.
That's what the show's for, Grant.
Last one, I literally just take like a 10-minute nap. I've done it. Like, you just like, I'm a little tired. Or I'll just like start reading something and I'll read for like 10 minutes or so, and then you'll fall asleep for like another 10, and then you wake up in 20 and it's like, oh, I took a 20-minute break. Whatever, I'm back.
Yeah.
Because I don't usually take like a lunch where I'm actually... off on my lunch, so I consider like, you know, a 20-minute break middle of the day is all right. That's normal. It's like a lunch. That's fair, right?
Yeah, I can't say I've done that. I just don't nap well though, so it's not something I would do.
Yeah, I don't sleep other times, so I get naps in the middle of the day.
Touche. Any honorable mentions? I don't think I try to stay focused at work, right?
Yeah, no, I try to stay focused. It just doesn't always work. I find myself reading a lot, just reading, like, random things. Or I will... I just downloaded... Sorry, this is what I was going to say. I just downloaded Trivia Crack back on my phone.
I always thought about doing that. I was like, I might have to get back into that.
Today, productivity was at a 5. We were at a 1 the day before. Might backtrack to 4 tomorrow. Hopefully we can get that up to like a 10. Keep growing.
If we can hit double digits, that'd be big.
Double digits would be very important. The scale really doesn't really know, like it has no idea where it ends or starts. Well, 0, I guess. It's fucking Schrodinger's arrow. So that's working from home.
In a nutshell right there. Sprinkle a little work on top.
Boop, boop, boop.
Cool. All right, let's get into the interview, Grant.
Love it. now we welcome on a good friend of the show. I'm sure he's listened to every single episode, probably once or twice. Sam Bach. Sam, welcome on.
Oh, hey guys, thanks for having me.
Yes, Sam, you're recently coming off a weekend from the infected area, which was my apartment, but I'm not actually infected. But
yeah, man, it's a great time down there.
Yeah, in Chicago, are you nervous going back?
What do you mean going back?
Or were you nervous going back? Like when you drove back, were you like, man, maybe I didn't distance myself enough this weekend?
You know, in general, you take what you get, right?
That's one attitude. Yeah, that's one attitude of it. But basically, Sam came down for the weekend. We celebrated a Saturday in St. Patrick's Day. And then I started looking at all the news, and I was like, that was probably a really dumb thing of us to do. We probably should have all just like hung out at someone's house and drank some beers there.
Lost our hand a lot.
Yes.
Your hands aren't bleeding, you're not doing it right.
Yes, exactly. We did. I remember I was just washing my hands, and I don't think I have a layer of skin left. Like I'm kind of nervous.
Too much alcohol.
I got pale.
And Sam lost his voice, but I'm assuming it's only from singing.
We did sing a lot.
A lot of singing, a lot of just yelling in general.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of like getting a bunch of Italians together.
Hey! The sound boys.
Alright, so first question we'll start out with today is, what was your favorite Charlie and Me moment from your weekend in Chicago?
Oh, okay. Does that mean like a combo? You know, Charlie and Grandma's are separate.
You interpret it as you will.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to give you all three, all right?
All three? Okay.
it was really cool to actually see, like, you guys in Chicago, because I think since you've been down there, I've only, like, seen you guys at, like, cabins or up in the city, so it's pretty fun to come kind of see, you know, what you guys do, where you hang out, and, you know, you met some of your buddies and stuff down there. That was pretty cool. Just all together.
It's like worlds colliding.
What'd you say?
It's like worlds colliding.
Yeah, dude. It's wild. It's mind-blowing. Actually, my favorite Chucky memory from this weekend, you know, Chuck was bringing the Irish theme a little bit on the weekend. He kept getting his Irish coffees and his Guinness, and I wasn't really about the Guinness, you know, until he kind of, like, made me get it, and then we played the damn Guinness game, and that kid does not play fair, man. He played dirty. He kicked me out of my first one because I was taking some drinks. He's like, no, that's too much. And I was way short. And he just jumped on. I didn't stand a prayer, though, because, like, he nails that every time. I mean, suck his money, but he's always good with that kind of thing.
Yes, he is good at sucking down.
So it's the Guinness game, man.
The Guinness game. We'll explain later.
If you don't know it, come visit me and we'll play the Guinness game.
Yes. All right. Fair.
Okay. My grand memory. Oh, dude. You know, we just kind of like lived. Jake and Robbie, I guess, just sort of like showed up, and we were like, we kind of anticipated going to like these events, but everything got canceled, and then Bobby, who also lives down there, ended up being really busy at work, so we just had, like, absolutely no agenda, no plans, and Grant just kind of sewed everything together for us, and was just sort of planning out all of our destinations while we had no idea what was going on, so Study really kind of made the weekend come together. So, you know, you the man, you the best entertainer out there.
Woo. That's big. That's big words. Although Charlie did plan lunch on Saturday.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm not going to take credit for lunch. That was a good lunch. Worked out well.
That's true. That was an amazing lunch. I almost like puked just from the food because I ate too much.
That's how it goes.
That's great.
That's how it goes.
Job well done. That's how you know you're so
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, so it was fun having you, and we had a great time.
I'm glad after 2.5 years you finally made it, Sam.
Yeah, you finally made it.
It only took you a little bit.
I think one of my favorite moments was when you came back with a Euro plate from the place around the corner from my house, and I ate half your Euro plate.
But dude, it was, I mean, they passed that thing with me, but
yeah,
there's no way anyone can finish that.
I just ate half of that, and I was like, yep, this is good. I'm having fun.
Fair trade.
Oh, yeah. The food was so good. It was so flush.
Yep. Chicago's known for that. Good food. But either way. So, question. You're in dental school.
Mm-hmm.
Are they quarantining the dentists? Are people not getting cleanings anymore?
Yeah. Well, at least, I don't know about in general, but our school was, originally it was going to be online classes until April 6th or something, but they just canceled everything, and the clinics are all closed except for emergencies.
So what constitutes a dental emergency? Like, you knocked your tooth out?
I don't see, like, because, I mean, when we're taught emergencies, like, in class, probably isn't how they actually mean. I'm assuming they mean, like, you know, a situation that's, like, really compromising, like, teeth use, not just, like, break a tooth, you know, but if you, like, crack your jaw or something, or you have, like, a cyst, you know, like, explode or something like that, I would assume. I mean, I'm assuming it's not, like, oh, yeah, I chipped my front tooth, but that's considered an emergency in some situations.
I would say a cracked jaw counts as a good emergency example.
Probably. Right. Probably.
That really helps paint the picture.
Most of us are going to oral surgery.
Yikes. Okay, yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah.
So, Sam, now that we're kind of in this, like, whole tight pattern, everyone's kind of hunkering at home, what kind of games are you playing? Like, what kind of things are you doing to keep yourself busy?
Got any games?
Got any games? I like games.
That's a great question. I don't have any games, dude. I mean, I have, like, some video games, but I haven't touched them. You know, I got beer.
Oh, yeah.
I got some beer. Chips. I played with the cats. but I don't know. I'm going to have to figure it out. What are you guys going to be busy with? You're both at home, right?
Yeah, I mean, I still have to work.
Yeah, I work during the
day. Oh, yeah, you gotta, like, do stuff. So, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I set up, like, my old TV. I connected it to my laptop, and I'm all set up and hunkered down here. But
yeah, you're cozy.
But otherwise, it's kind of boring because you just wake up every morning, sit around, drink a coffee because I wake up too early before I need to start working, and then I log on to my computer. And yeah, dude, it's.
I tried doing some modified yoga yesterday. That was weird.
Modified?
Yeah, I did go for a run today too. But what is modified yoga? What's that mean?
I don't know. I call it, I don't know, simplified yoga. I only do a couple things repeatedly. Things I remember from our classes.
I have three exercises that I rotate for about 5 minutes, and I call it modified yoga.
It's like 15 minutes. But yeah.
What do you guys do? What exercises?
Chaturanga, high to low plank.
High to low chaturanga.
Downward facing dog, of course.
Did you clear the warrior, like the modified warrior that, like, you can do off the warrior?
The like upward cat bend or whatever.
Child's pose.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I'm impressed. I've heard of the dog thing, that's it.
Yeah, what's the one, happy baby, where you grab inside your feet and just roll on your back?
I love that for happy.
That was just so good. Yeah, like, it kills the groin.
Happy baby. Happy baby. That's like my favorite one. I just start doing it and then I like hit my I'll hit my foot on something, but it's like you hit your funny bone on your foot, so I don't know, every time I just start laughing. It's terrible. What other ones do I do? I do a little bit of like the crow position.
Oh, crow's pose.
Yeah, but that one kind of hurts because I'm old.
I did a headstand for a little bit too.
I tried doing a headstand and then I was really afraid that I was going to fall backwards and break my TV, so I didn't do that. I put myself down.
Wow.
confidence in yourself?
I just had confidence in myself. It's not my TV. It's not that strong.
I knew I could punch through it, but yeah. I don't have the confidence in TV withstanding the punch.
I do the, you like the half moon where you have your foot up, or maybe that's not. You got your foot up on your thigh and your hands in the air.
I know which one you're talking about. I don't know what it's called. Is that crow? That's crow.
We should have some like yoga instructor come on and do.
Oh.
They should do like verbal yoga. Just explain it to us and like can't show us.
Get a good mental exercise.
You guys should probably do that, but you guys are doing a great job right now. You should think about that.
Sam, all right. Here's what we're gonna do. We're going to start describing yoga positions, and I want you to try to do them while you're on the phone.
Oh, Jesus.
That sounds so boring.
All right, I'm kidding. That'd be funny, though.
We'll bring it back a little bit. Sam, are you going to, like, make a tally of all the days that you've been in self-quarantine or, like, social distancing? Like on a desert island, you, like, carve into the wall, like, each day?
Yeah, like Tom Hanks in Castaway.
Or you can just like line up beer cans. I think you should do that.
Ooh. No, I won't. Beer cans won't help. That'll be way.
The count will be way off if it's a beer can a day.
You only save one beer can a day.
Well, what are you going to do? Throw the rest out?
Yeah, recycle.
Dude, Sam's not leaving this house. Sam's taking this seriously. Sam's going to be dug out of beer cans by the time this is over. day 86, Sam is like in a pile of like 300 beer cans. It's like a scene from Animal House.
I just like hoarders buried alive.
Dude, that'd be awesome. That'd be like
smelly. That'd be stanky.
Oh, it would just stink of like stale beer.
Yeah, you know that smell.
It's only been 2 days. I already feel like we're going crazy. So, Sam, I do kind of see you, like, you could be sort of like Tom Hanks in Castaway, where, you know, he makes the friend with Wilson, the volleyball. I could see that happening to you, just making a friend with an inanimate object, only because it's you.
Give me another 2 days, probably. I'm going to be, like, hanging out with a pillow or something.
You're going to, like, draw a face on it, and you're like, this is my pillow. His name's Softy.
Yeah, you know, it's bound to happen.
You should join me in not shaving your beard all of quarantine or whatever.
I think I'm going to do that. Why not?
Yeah, let's go. Yeah, beard boys.
Who cares, right? I need a haircut so bad, but like whatever, I'm just gonna rock the mullet so I can finally leave this place.
Ooh, dude, you should actually get the mullet. Get someone to shave off the sides.
Yeah, I mean, I pulled that mullet off real good when I was little.
Yeah.
Blonde.
Oh, yeah. I still got that picture. I'll post it after this.
Dude, I love it. I love it. Let's bring it back.
So I had another thought about things to do in quarantine, and it came to me, and I tweeted it before the show, but that's all right. But this would be a really good time to get catfished. Can you imagine? This is like a perfect time to get catfished.
Catfished?
Yeah.
Like a fish? No, oh, a catfish.
Catfish, like someone sets up a relationship with someone, but they're not the real person. Like some dude just decides to like hit me up on some random site, slide in my DMs, but he's faking he's a girl, and then we have like a 2 month relationship while in quarantine, and then I finally go to say like, hey, we should meet up for drinks or something, and then they just keep declining and declining, and I find out it's a guy.
Yeah,
like it's someone I was just trying to fuck with me.
It's probably random right now. People got nothing better to do.
Right. Dude, be a great time for a catfish relationship.
Grant, you can go undercover and catfish someone else.
No, I don't want to catfish anyone. I want them to catfish me.
No, we catfish one of our friends.
Well, see, now they know it's coming.
I don't think they listen. But then...
Well, I'd be open to one of them catfishing me.
But then we report on it and let everyone know how it went.
All right, guys, if I start an online relationship over the course of this quarantine, I will make it public through this podcast.
There we go.
so people will love that. I mean, maybe
it's
all
for science.
That.
You can get away with it.
It is totally
not to do either.
Totally for science. I'll use a fake name for whoever the person is, just in case they are real. In which case, that'd be awkward. But if they are real, well, I guess we're open to that too. Perfect time for a catfish or just a cyber relationship. Here we go.
Cyber on cyber.
Great
days. Charlie, you got any other questions for Sam?
Yes. Now let me think of the question.
Okay.
I had something in mind.
Sam, what makes you keep using an Android?
Wow, that's a question. Okay.
Yeah.
I have a wonderful reason for you, to be honest. It's just pretty easy at this point to transfer all my stuff.
Fair.
Between new phones.
That's fair.
I don't know, though.
You know how there's some people who are just adamant, like, no, Android's so much better? I was just wondering if you're going to give that argument, but I don't see you as a very polarized person, so I was going to see if what would happen.
I think everyone, you know, they've all got their benefits a little bit. It doesn't make that big of a difference, and I don't really give a crap, but it's just going to roll with, so whatever.
Yeah.
All right, Sam, I have a would-you-rather question for you.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. Ooh.
Would you rather get the coronavirus or give a speech about the coronavirus to the whole nation?
Wow. You know, I probably already have the virus. And that's like a good chance we all do, so... I think I'm going to take that. I'm not that bad at speeches. I'm not that good at speeches.
Think about how much you sweat.
Yeah, you would sweat a lot up there. You'd be a sweaty dude.
I would be drenched. It would be coming out of my hair, into my eyes. You'd be blinded.
That'd be pretty wild, actually. I would pay to see that. Like, that speech would be pretty fucking fun to watch.
Sweating out of your eyes, just crying.
I mean, if we talk about money, like, we can maybe get something going, you know?
I love it. I absolutely love it. I think I would probably give the speech because I'm a hypochondriac and I'd be like, fuck, I don't want to have this. I think, like, I'm absolutely dying. I'd just go right to worst case scenario.
Plus, you would have documentation of a speech that you gave to the whole nation. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, and then I could probably get another job if I wanted one. Not that I don't like my job, but I'm saying, like, if I ever need to get another job, good marketing material.
I think that's a great resume booster.
Yeah. Oh, I gave a speech to the nation during the global pandemic. No big deal. Do you mind if I work in finance for you?
Not all heroes wear capes.
Qualified.
So you got any questions for us?
Yeah.
Maybe not that I would air over on the phone here.
Send it by carrier pigeon. We'll talk about it later.
Yeah, maybe we'll do that.
Well, then, are you ready to jump into Spelling Bee with Charlie?
Oh, wow. I'm very nervous. Spelling Bee with Charlie. Oh, man. Yeah, let's do it.
And it's actually words that are from... They're like biology words, so you're probably going to be very good at this.
Okay.
We'll see how good Charlie is at it. That's the real fun.
Yeah.
I'm just here for entertainment.
All right, Charlie gets the first question because I found one right away that's going to be a lot of fun. Interconnectedness. Just how long it is, I feel like it's going to be a lot of fun for you.
Can you repeat it, please?
Interconnectedness.
One more time.
Interconnectedness. Do you want to use it in a sentence?
Yeah.
The interconnectedness of the modern world has been a boon for SARS-CoV-2.
Interconnectedness. ECTEDNESS.
Wow.
Wow.
You got it.
You got it, yeah.
I've been clearing my mind all week for this.
He was ready for that one. He was.
Yoga. Mind clear.
Sam, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Membrane.
I think that would be membrane.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, right as well.
Woo, we're coming out of the fun part.
My heart is beating so fast.
Guys, I'm literally reading through a magazine to find all these words.
What magazine, all right.
It's in The Economist.
Just let it out, man.
I don't know. These are... oh, here we go. No. That's been spelled too many times recently. I can't say coronavirus because that's just confusing. It's just an easy one.
We'll edit this part out.
No, I won't.
And by we mean you.
Charlie, spell genomes.
Genomes?
Yeah.
Can you use that in a sentence, please?
Coronaviruses have genomes bigger than those seen in any other RNA viruses.
G-E-N-O-M-E-S.
Wow. You got that one right too, Sam.
He's smarter than he sounds.
Yeah, I know. Polyproteins.
Whoa, can you repeat that? You glitched.
Polyproteins.
Polyproteins?
That's for you, Sam. Yeah.
Yeah, it should be P-O-L-Y-P-R-O-T-E-I-N.
Yes, it's an S. I'm gonna give it to him. It's poly. I said polyproteins. He spelled polyproteins. He's right.
Wait, what did you say?
I had a plural. You just had one. You're good. You won. Oh. You're still there. We're playing. No one's won yet. No one's won yet. But we're going again, and we're going. This is the hot button round.
Sudden death.
I'm gonna find a really good one. But basically, you got to buzz in.
You just say buzz,
yeah. Yeah, don't worry. Yeah. Unless I didn't give you the buzzer, did I?
Did you
mail
that again?
Here's the issue is I can't say half of the words that I want you guys to spell.
Part of it is to read your mind as to what you're trying to say.
Yeah, so that wouldn't go very well. All right, here we go. Rheumatoid. Go ahead, Sam.
Okay. I'm down it now. All right. I think it's R-H-E-U-M-A-T-O-I-D.
That's correct.
Is that right?
That's right. That's right on the money. Sam with the buzzer beater to win. All
right.
Here.
Oh, feels good.
I came out with a good one finally. So... this was a lot of fun, Sam. If you don't have any other questions for us, I guess this is it. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I don't think I have any other questions, guys.
Yeah, if you want
to... thanks for having me.
If you want to catfish me, let me know.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I'll let you know ahead of time.
Hey, GM catfishing you.
Thanks, Sam. That was Sam Bach. I thoroughly encourage someone to catfish me, I guess.
Yep, that's what we're going for. That was the main takeaway from that interview.
Yeah, I guess I'm on board. Let's do it. I will be sure to pass along the information that gets spread towards me. But catfished, here we go. What's the guy's name from the show? Like Kev or Stev or something like that?
Yeah. Yes, I ever watched it.
Okay. Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, man.
Dude, I would never watch
it. Wait, that's a show?
Anyway, that being said, let's keep everyone sane. Anyone who wants to be on the podcast and record and have a phone call with their two favorite friends over the next couple weeks or however long this lasts.
We can make it the three best friends that anyone has
ever had. We can always add one. So... let us know. We'll get people on. We'll have some fun. We'll catch up with friends. Let's make the best out of this time alone.
Same. insanity.
We'll be alone together. How about that?
Ooh. Story of Grant's life.
Shh.
Sorry.
Charlie, I bet you got a quote for us, huh?
That was low-hanging fruit. My quote is from Kelly Kapoor from The Office. Quote, I talk a lot, so I've learned to tune myself out.
Nice. I don't know what that's like. Mine's a quarantine quote, and it goes, we are born, we die, somewhere in between, we live, and how we live is up to us. That's it.
Amen. Deuces.
See you.